the living word, bread of life. I hear my first pastor say, feed me till I want no more. Thank you, choir. Thank you, praise dancer. The mule finna get away about a few minutes. The mule finna run. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Pastor Back. Years of friendship. Sister Novella taught that little fella there over on the drums. It's dangerous when you got history with people, because they know your ups and your downs, your strengths and your weakness, and they still accept you. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Okay. Whew. All right, calm down. I gotta calm down. That song messed me up. I like it when they say, when you don't know what else to call, you Jesus, Jesus. Okay, all right. That's when all the stuff you've been to school and all the protocol, you know, you gotta kind of make sure you do the right thing, right? You gotta kind of. I want to do this the right way. I'm so grateful for the invitation to come back. Usher's anniversary. Ushers, you are doing a tremendous job. I say that because there is fruit in your life. The Lord waters them that waters others. So we're grateful that you asked us to come. I'm grateful for the choir and the praise team, the musicians. Thank you for your sacrifice. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming, visitors, friends. We appreciate all of the pastors and their respective roles, men of God. Thank you for your hospitality. We try to go where we're celebrated and not tolerated. And so by you inviting us, you telling me I celebrate you. So we can come to celebrate. I don't know how y'all just sit down here a few minutes ago. I don't know how y'all didn't run around the church and high-five with each other. I don't know how y'all did that, because it's like, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do I need to take you back? How far we got to go to the other? Do we need to go back over there? Well, you want to walk? No, we don't want to do that. No, Sister Vina said, I'm not going back, moving ahead. And that's what we see in you. Your testimony is out in the street. Everybody knows. It's no secret. God ain't doing this thing in the corner. Hallelujah. Okay. Our subject matter today, I'm just going to go on because I know you're watching your watch. I'm watching mine too. But you know, after the praise and the worship, the preacher says, you done wound me up now, and now you want to unwind me. It ain't happening up in here. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's do it like this. Our subject matter today, pass that down to her. She's going to read for me out of the Living Bible. Our subject matter today is, and this is for you, ushers, when am I going to get paid? That's the subject matter. The objective is, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's where we want to go. And without a whole bunch of further ado and all that other kind of stuff, just pray for me for a minute. Father, here I am. I'm like an empty vessel before a full fountain. I come to you just as I am, without one plea. And I'm thankful for your blood on my life. I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the sake of those that you loved and died for, that's in this place, you will show yourself strong on their behalf. Speak to us now, living bread, that we might live and not die, and show your praise in the earth to the next generation. Do it for your great name's sake, but for our joy. Do it for this house and especially for the ushers, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Because we live in the westernized culture, we're in the West, most of our economical thinking is based on work and pay, with the exception of the criminal minds that says, I'm smart enough to beat you out your stuff. I'll get it by hook or by crook. And so last year alone, consumers lost $500 million via electronic fraud. And when it came to tax return fraud using stolen identity, we lost $24 billion. How many repo men and women are waiting for us not to pay the bills so they can come get our stuff? Most of the times what we buy, we pay twice as much for the thing. Yeah. The brand new car you bought, if you pay it out to the end, you okay. The house you live in, if you pay 30-year mortgage and just make the payments, yeah, everybody know that. Credit card, we know that. We wise. This generation is so wise. We are so technologically advanced. We have no excuse. We are educated out of our minds. Yeah, you can pull up the smartphone, okay? You can whatever and find out any information you want to just at the push of the button. When you stop to think about how America is going to fall, you have to conclude that it's not because we have a weak military. You don't want to get in a fight with us militarily. You have to come to the conclusion that it's not because the healthcare system is broke. Our education system is doing okay, all right. We're not number one in the world, but we're doing okay. It's not Hollywood and the entertainment world, nor the music industry, but America is going to fall because the financial institutions are going to crash and burn. Yeah, yeah, do the math. If I can just get one amen. I'm going to be all right. That's all I need is one. What's driving this madness, you say? The Lord revealed it to the Apostle Paul, to young Timothy. He said, the love of money is the root of all evil. We don't want to stick a pin in that and see what's driving. Greed is driving. But really what's behind it all, there is an idol behind it all. And every time I read the Bible and see the people of God in trouble, you can find an idol in its history. Idolatry was the number one sin that causes war, famine, and plague in the people of God. Idolatry. Go read your Bible and go see what causes them to have all these problems. Go take a trek in the wilderness with them and see them. Everywhere they had a problem, you can look real close and see an idol. We are no different as the people of God. But thank the Lord that he has fixed it so our eyes have been opened. Well, you say, preacher, I ain't got my stuff yet. No, you haven't got it yet. Because the Lord is still working on it. All right. I say you ain't quite ready to handle it yet. All right. All One gift from the Lord. One gift of God. I'm talking gift from the Lord. Baby, if you ain't careful, it will blow your mind. It'll have you running hither, thither, and all over the place. One gift of God, and we are out on the water every weekend. We're going to Japan. We're going to England. I got to go see Paris. I'm going to the Hawaiian Islands. One gift of God. That means, Pastor, I can't be in the revival because I got to take care of it. I got 3 hoopties and I got 4. I got to build some more garages to put my stuff in. Pastor, I can't come to Sunday school because I'm just, this is where I live at. I live right here. I mean, you know, come on now. Somebody says, just one amen, just one. That's all I need. Biloxi this weekend, Atlanta next weekend, the Bahamas the next weekend, Destin the next weekend, Tokyo, come on, y'all wrong. I'm going to the Caribbeans, the Bahamas. Hello, somebody. I ain't been to Niagara Falls yet. Let me go to the Grand Canyon right here. Hello, somebody. I'm talking now. Yeah, you know, this new thing that comes along and messes us all up. What about the work of the Lord that you're doing? Ushers, it appears from the outside that you have the menial task. Your job is not so visible because you got to come on up here with me to get on the camera. You don't see you too much. Ushers. I asked your pastor, what anniversary is this? He said they've been here a long, 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 long time. I got to thinking, I said they've been here a long, long, long time, and I'm looking at them here, and what I'm seeing is stability in motion. You ain't doing like this right here. Where they at? Where they at? You know, they got a dance. We used to do a slip slide. We used to do this. Where you at? Stability in motion. How do you do that? Your work is so important that it stabilizes the church. I'm here to lift you up today. And so let's get right to the word. I think we can get right to the word. If you would, ma'am, read the whole entirety, St. Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 through 13. And then we're just going to extract some things out of the word, and I'm going to be out of the way. Listen to the word of the Lord.
For the kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom of heaven.
Is like the landowner.
A landowner.
Who went out early one morning.
Early one morning.
To hire workers for his vineyard.
Workers for the vineyard.
He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace. And saw some people standing around doing nothing.
People standing around doing nothing in the marketplace. Okay.
So he hired them. Telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard.
His vineyard.
At noon and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing.
12 o'clock, standing around. What's the matter? Ain't nobody hired me. I need a job. It's in his vineyard. Same thing at 3 o'clock. Go to work. I can't find no job in the church. Pastor, they got it on lock. The deacons got it on lock. The mothers got it on lock. You got it on lock. It's locked, Pastor. I can't find nothing to do. The choir got it on lock. The teachers got it on lock. I can't even cross the street. They parking in the parking lot. Everything's on lock. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. At 5 o'clock that afternoon.
5 o'clock.
He was in the town again.
Went to town again.
And saw some more people standing around. He asked them.
He asked them.
Why haven't you?
Why haven't you
been working today?
Been working today.
They replied.
They replied.
Because no one hired.
Because I love that in the Bible. Every time I see that because, it gives me understanding. I'm not trying to figure it out. I don't need to go to school to try to let the doctor and the teacher and the theologian tell me about it. When I read my Bible, every time I see because, the answer comes right to me. Amen. Wisdom is justified of her children. So when you're reading the Bible and you see because, you got the answer. Don't let nobody fool you because you know the because. Why are they standing around? Because
no one hired us.
Nobody say, we need some more ushers. I don't want an usher every Sunday. Can we find enough ushers to rotate this thing around? And can we have it so and put it together so even the little children can usher? I'm so glad you had the young man who gave us. I'm so glad you incorporated the young people. Thank you so much. Now, I don't know nothing about his testimony, but based on just a few comments, you say he came from a place, and that is so good, and that's what the Lord is doing. Okay, ushers, don't try to keep your seat too long now. I am so shocked at how many folks trying to keep on to their seat so long, and you ain't found nobody to mentor to pour everything you learning about ushers into. The Bible is clear. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Okay? I remember when I became an usher, I learned how to usher so well. Because somebody took the time to say, come here, young man. I'm 6'5". You make a good usher. You strong. So when everybody gets to shouting and running all over the place, you can hang on to them. Yeah. You go over there and get that gum out of her mouth right there. She going to look kind of crazy at you. But when she look up to see who you are, she going to say, okay. All the little children going to stop throwing airplanes in the church and putting trash all over the place. Because when they walk up, you got that look on your face. What you doing? I love my usher job. Pastor, you need something. I'm always looking. Because the chairman of the deacon board was looking at me making sure that we're going to train him right. How do you think I got behind this sacred desk? You think I just got here because I have a beautiful wife. You're so beautiful, wife. She's so pretty. Good Lord. Like collard greens and cornbread on a big old plate. Put some fried chicken on it, some banana pudding on the side of it. No, I ain't get here because I got a pretty wife that's smarter than me and administrative. And gifted. I got here because I learned how to serve ushers. My first job in the church was trying to treat people the right way. Hallelujah. Give me that heart, Lord. No matter what they look like, no matter what they smell like. Give me that heart, Lord. He was working a pastor's heart in me way back then. Thank you, Lord. Read on, Mom.
The landowner told them.
Told them.
Then go out and join the others in my vineyard.
Okay, at 5 o'clock. Go ahead.
That evening. He told the foreman.
The foreman.
To call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first.
Wow.
When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage.
Mm-hmm.
When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more. But they too were paid
a day's wage. A day's wages.
When they received their pay, they protested to the owner.
No, they didn't. They protested to the owner? Okay, all right, come on.
Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you paid them just as much as you paid us who worked all day in the scorching heat.
Yeah.
He answered one of them, friend.
Friend. It's in the Bible. What? I don't need to get no attitude. I ain't woman get mad for. All this vineyard belonged to me. Come on, the dancer just told her. Everything you drove up on this property, you drove up on my property, sir. You know everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything belonged to me. I ain't got to explain nothing to you. No, the man ain't got to do nothing. He ain't got to do none of that drama stuff. He simply said to him, friend, I need that heart. Stop being mad when folks have a sour attitude and they ain't obedient. No, I need to change this. Help me. The Bible is talking to me. Friend?
I haven't been unfair.
I haven't been unfair.
Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage?
Yes.
Take your money and go.
Go on about your business. You want to get paid? I just paid you.
I wanted to pay this last worker the same.
I wanted to pay this last worker who worked only 1 hour. The same
as you.
As you.
Is it against the law?
Hey.
For me to do what I want to do with my money?
He's getting a little heavy about right now. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I know it's for the ushers, but some of you complaining on your job, you need to take this and say, okay, honest day's work for honest day's pay. All right. Okay. I hear you, Lord. You're talking to me because the Lord is in the position to bless you. That's what he wants to do. Go ahead, finish that, please.
Should you be jealous because I am kind to others?
Ooh. I think we ought to read that one more time.
Is it against the law?
Wait. No, read the jealous part. I want to make sure I get the jealous. We're going to get the jealous part.
Should you be jealous?
Okay, let me get this understanding. Should I be jealous?
Because
the landowner who hired me, who has paid me,
am kind to others.
Has been kind to others. Sobering thought. He just did open heart surgery on me. Pull my heart so everybody can see that. Oh, am I jealous? Okay, no. Okay, all right. Go ahead, ma'am.
So those who are last now will be first then.
Will be first then.
And those who are first will be last.
Thank you. And because we view ushers sometimes as the last, the Lord says, I'm going to write it in my Bible to tell you what I think about you. Amen. You're not the last, but you're the first, and I'm going to pay you. The issue becomes critical because in this parable, the Lord says the kingdom of heaven is like. The king himself gives us an understanding how things ought to operate. And because he's immutable and infallible, sometimes even indiscernible, impossible for him to lie, and will do what he said because he is able to bring his word to pass, you and I ought to hear the conclusion of the matter, and it behooves us to obey the instruction. The landowner has a vineyard, and he's empowered these laborers to go work for him, and he's agreed to pay them. And it looks good. 6 o'clock, he goes and finds laborers. 9 o'clock, he goes and finds laborers. 12 and 3 and 5 o'clock. And all agreed to pay a day's wages for the labor. Then he called them to give them their pay. And because he's right and he's fair, he gives everybody the same pay. No matter how hard you work, you're going to get paid the same. Okay, Hebrews 6:10 said, God is not unrighteous to forget your work, your labor of love, and that which you've shown unto his name. Exodus 22:7 talks about if a thief be found, he's going to pay double. It's interesting when you read the book of Job, how the Lord allowed Job to live after his trial he went through. The man lived 140 years. God didn't just pay him double with the cows and the children and the gold and the silver, but he let him live twice as long as he would have because he was faithful in his integrity with him. Everybody receives equal pay for a day's work. The issue is they suppose they should have got more. A ushers, baby, you're going to get paid just like the pastor who works hard. And I want to encourage you because, you know, sometimes you think about, you know, this is a hard job. It's easy to complain when you got to try to appease people and make them happy. That's your job. It's like the greeters at Walmart or like the folks that, you know, the customer is always right. The customer ain't, yeah, he always right, but his attitude ain't right. And you got to deal with the attitude of people. Did you not know you set an atmosphere for those that come to church fighting in the car, mad because the children have spilled the milk on the, look, oh, come on, let's go. Let's go here for a minute. People come to church with all kinds of stuff on them all week long. The employee didn't treat me right. Somebody was, you did something stupid. And I'm mad, and I don't know why I'm mad. You didn't sleep last night. You woke up and you couldn't go back to sleep, whatever it is. And you come to church like that. And they ain't singing my song today, and the pastor ain't preaching my message today. And the ushers got to deal with all that. Swallow it all up because God has given you a heart of love. Baby, they're going through something. See them like they got a wheelchair on their brain. They're coming in crippled. They're coming into the hospital. And they're coming into the emergency room. And the doctor is in the house today. Ushers, bring them on in. Wrap them up in the gurney. The doctor gonna be here after a while, baby. You just hold on. It's a little while. You in the right place right now. I know you're throwing up all over the place. I know it's bad right now, but he gonna get to you. I've been waiting in his waiting room. I ain't seen no doctor. Baby, you came in the house of the Lord, and I'm here to make you want some water. Everything all right? I said, you got a bad job, baby, but let me tell you, you're gonna get paid. Laboring as an usher. I understand the complaints. Yeah. Folks went out. It was hot. 6 o'clock. Man, it's like 85 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning. Right now. Hot outside. They was out there all day long. I worked in the field with my daddy one day behind the mule planting the corn. Boy, do it like this. Oh, you was real. You didn't know where you was at, but you was real. I actually did that. Right here. Three, two. Yeah. Man, it's hot. Man, when is he going to take a break? The spirit of work was on him. We finally stopped at 12 o'clock. Unhook the mule, go over there and sit under the tree. He pulled out salt pork, a biscuit, and some syrup. Here you go, son. It's hot out there, man. Young people, I know y'all can't relate. Y'all can't relate. Nothing but air conditioner and play the game. Oh, you don't know what hard work is. You don't know what sweating is. You don't know what back-breaking work is. Don't feel like it. Ate up by the ant, stung by the bee, flies, gnats all in your face. No, you don't know. Y'all know. I know. Soft. You're soft. I know what it's like to be like that. Yeah, they complaining. We was out there all day long. Mad at the man because we didn't build the heat of the day. Yeah, I understand the complaints, okay. But didn't you agree for a penny? Okay, all right. There are three main enemies against serving. Ushers, three main enemies. Church. Sloth. Sloth is married to procrastination and live in the house that was built on tomorrow. I'll say it to you again. Sloth. Sloth is married to procrastination and lives in the house that was built on tomorrow. My Aunt Eliza, who was blind, who lived with us, used to hear the meadowlark out in the field. And she would say, you hear the meadowlark song? And I would hear, I hear the song. She said, you know what he's saying? No, ma'am. Laziness will kill you. Next time you hear a meadowlark, listen to the song. Okay, I know. I'm before my time. My father was 50, almost 60 when I was born. So I grew up around a lot of older people, you know, and okay, excuse me if I take you down memory lane. That's all I have. I have wells that was dug out of the pain of loneliness and rejection and being around a lot of old folks. And I remember that. And when I look at the age in which we live, I understand the depth of what was said to me. Okay, all right. Sloth. slothful person will say, there is a lion in the street, I can't go out there. The slothful person will say, I can't plow knowing the snow, but they are going to beg and harvest, according to Proverbs 26 and Proverbs 20. A slothful person will lay in the bed and turn like a rusty hinge. Sleeping good. One of the things I can appreciate about my heritage is that I learned how to work. I have a problem with calluses on my hand. The elements didn't bother me. Yeah. And that's what we're needing today. The second enemy of this matter we're talking about is pride. Pride will not serve because she thinks she's too good to stoop past humility. The greater work is found in self-sacrifice. Satan has fallen to the lowest place in eternity because of pride. But Christ Jesus was lifted to the highest point in eternity because of humility. You do the math. Yeah, Pastor, I'm trying to get to these labels here. Hebrews 9:14 said, the Lord has cleansed our conscience to serve. There is no unemployment line nor retirement plan, ushers. The third enemy that we'll talk about for a moment is entitlement. And I'm struggling right now with entitlement. Entitlement says, I'll do it for a price if it can get me in a high visible position that everybody gonna like me and pat me on the back and tell me how good I am. If I can be in control of the situation, yeah. The Lord Christ radically called us to forsake all to follow him. Talking about the laborers. We may be sequestered to the trivial and mundane, the unnoticed and the thankless task. Typically, washing feet or attempting to lead someone back who has strayed into the pig pen and need our quiet, invisible testimony of Yeah, I don't need to be seen. I don't need to be heard. That's the problem that a lot of folks have. They just want to be seen and want to be heard. No, I have to be seen. The only reason why I'm up here because I was asked. I was constrained myself to go get in the choir. I don't need to be seen and I don't need to be heard. And that's what makes your job so powerful. This life of serving, ushers, may include martyrdom. As the glorious conclusion of an intimate final sacrifice. Many has cast as a vision of popularity and wealth, but it's only a mirage that really turns into long, hard hours of loneliness, fighting the devil, meeting the needs of others, and the personal struggle. What I love about this man is he said to the one that brought the accusation, you mistreating me, you ain't paying me right, I ain't getting paid. He said, friend, I've done you no wrong. Didn't you agree? Don't change your serving because it appears that you're not getting paid. I believe if I would go by your house, ushers, I believe when I walk through the drive up in the driveway, there's something blingy and shiny in the driveway. Don't let me go and you invite me and open your closet. I believe the shoes is just going to say, how you doing, Pastor? Yeah. What is your motivation in this thing that we're doing? We should serve the Lord Jesus through faith and trust him because we love him, because he first loved us. We heard it today. I've accepted my assignment to be the usher of this house. It's my gratitude for him because he counted me worthy to put me on his team. Now it makes sense when the psalmist said, I had rather be. What? I chose you. Everybody can't usher. It takes a unique person to be able and discerning to stay in this position and build the church up. Every mega ministry that you see on TV, take a look at the ushers. Every mega ministry, take a look at the ushers. Look at them. They are vitally needed in the congregation. The security can't do everything. The ministers are all on the platform. Hello, somebody. We got crowds over here, crowds over there, clicks over there, clicks over there. It's the ushers that bring balance to the church. Oh, Jesus. So balance it out, ushers. You heard it today. Pastor Washington said, you know, if I go to a place and the usher don't greet me, I'm just going to say, hey, Mr. Usher, how you doing? Mr. Usher, you doing all right? Welcome to my Father's house. You're an extension from the heart of Pastor Baggett and Sister Novella. You're an ambassador with power to say, no, you finna get up out of here. No, you know it's not just being responsible. Help me to understand this matter in which we pursue the Lord. What would cause people to complain about the pay they're getting? Why do we complain about our pay? You got a job? Or you doing everything you can do to keep your job? Are you trying to get promoted? If the usher just continued to be the usher and do his job, her job, the Lord will pick the usher up and put the usher in another place. After the usher has served faithfully and have received what they're supposed to receive in the position. Too many believers are one-tracked. They can't do but one thing in the church. That's what I appreciate about my pastor. He served, you know, and I joined the choir. I got with the deacon and learned how to line to him. And then they made me junior deacon, and then I'm counting the money. And my wife as well. We learn about every position in the church and only stayed there a little while. Learn, well, partnership in the Sunday school department, learn how to teach. Sunday school class blew up. Everywhere we went. Ushers, everywhere you go, you ought to see increase. You ought to be so sharp in your uniform. I mean, you ought to be so keen and smelling so good when you come to church. Somebody want to say, you know what? I want to join the ushers. Because of the spirit of excellence in your life. You're not only beautiful and you're not only strong, but the Lord has anointed you to make the atmosphere susceptible to his Holy Spirit coming in. Oh, yes, and blessing all the people. See what I like about the usher? They just want everybody to get blessed. You holding the sister over here because she's shouting and somebody over there, the usher just going, oh, you got it too, I got it too. And the usher, if you ain't careful, it'll get on you. Hallelujah. God is no respecter person, and he wants you to know that I'm looking to bless you in a special kind of way. These folks said, you mistreated us by not paying us. When are we going to get paid? Everybody want to get paid. When are we going to get paid? You got paid when Jesus died on the cross. I've come to tell you, ushers, that when he died on the cross, he saw you. She gonna be an usher, he gonna be an usher, they gonna be an usher, It's all the positions of the church. What you read about in Corinthians, you know, the way the church is structured, when Jesus died, he had put all those in place. You know, he died and he built the church on the rock, and then he began to do the play. He already had that all together, and he considered you. So what does that mean? When you were born, before you were born, before you was conceived in your mother's womb, he said, I got some people that's going to impact the history of the church. And the reason why the longevity is still intact is because you got the right spirit. You can't be an usher with the wrong spirit. You ain't going to be there very, very long, because the folk going to start complaining and everybody ain't going to want to see you and shake your hand and don't want to be around you. If you're still there, it's simply because the Lord has given you the right spirit. These folk complaining. Look at the heart of this man. He pays the folk that work only 1 hour first. In front of everybody, I'm going to show you that I'm impartial. It's really about the Lord. It's really about his kingdom. This whole story is talking about God and how we go to work for him and make sure we don't have him looking one way. Help me, Jesus. Do you have the Lord looking like he's favoring you and partial to others? Or are you a team player? This guy paid the folk that only worked 1 hour and then brought everybody else and paid them exactly what they agreed. I heard one writer said that the story really is about salvation because everybody gets the same. And I kind of partly believe it, but I want to tweak it a little bit because I believe there's more into it than that, just that. In any work that we do for the Lord, because he's a righteous judge. Some of you are at the brink of the payday. I see the check coming in the mail. It may not be so much in dollars and cents, but the disease, that's causing everybody to be in fear, or the plague that's causing everybody the doubt, the worry, the stress, that's causing everybody to be all discombobulated. It's not affecting you. You still can come in and praise the Lord in spite of all those things. The car accident that was supposed to happen just by the grace of God allowed you to miss it because the Lord remember you standing at the door. You came here when it was ice on the ground, when it was cold and everything wasn't right, just so you still was on your post saying hallelujah. The Lord don't pay us like we think he does. The Bible says that all of our tears he's put in a bottle, and God is concerned about every thought that you had. And ushers, may I say this to you, because you think about other people, your job is to think about other folk, not about you. And that's why God chose you, because you're that kind of person. It ain't about me right now. It's about how the church is doing. It's about what the pastor needs. It's about what the little child needs. That makes the difference. Show me a church, any church, that's on the cutting edge of going forward and bringing increase, and the people in the community know about it, and I'll take you to a church where they got some awesome ushers. You can't find a church nowhere. Show me one. The Lord was the one who set this up. It was the Levites he chose to be over his house. He hadn't changed the pattern. And so, ushers, I just want to say to you, you're getting paid right now, but there's a greater payday coming. Oh, it ain't over. I come to tell you that he got some stuff he been waiting on to see how you gonna do. You think he brought you from over there to right here just for business to be as usual? No, we got, look, well, you was blessed over there, still blessed over there. Hello, somebody. He didn't bring you to a new facility with some new carpet and some new pews, new chairs you can sit down in, new sound system. And he brought you. You got camp. You put yourself on the TV. You know, you think the Lord brought you here just for you to be status quo? No, he did not. And so I encourage you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Baby, you got to go from excellent to greatness. I say you got to go. You're already excellent, yeah, but you got to go to greatness, because that's what he's calling us to be, great in what he's doing. And so that's what this vineyard guy shows us, the heart that he has. And I'm happy about it. Are you happy about it? Okay, those of you that feel like you need to get paid more, all you got to do is say, Lord, you told me that if I need, you told me to ask, And it shall be given. I don't know why we walk around here, Pastor Baggy, I don't know why we walk, ushers, I don't know why we walk around here like, no. If you ain't got what you got, if your house too little, Lord, all you got to say is, this is the vineyard guy. Lord, you own all of this right here. Can you increase me a little bit more? But we don't want to ask for ourselves. We'll ask for everybody else, but we feel bad asking for ourselves. No, what you need to do is you need to ask the Lord. Hallelujah. And bring it to the church. How much better you can make the church in the position that you're in. That's what I would encourage you. Every time we come here, we feel the Lord is growing this church because you got the word. Hallelujah. Keep doing what you're doing. What do you do with the complainers? I'm talking to the ushers right now. Ushers. They ain't never happy. This is my seat. Why are you parking in my parking space? They never happy? Never smiling? Never lift your hand? What do you do with situations like that? My wife had an aunt was just, she had a motto. She said, honey, be sweet. Ain't nothing like a sweet usher that's able to melt a stony heart and break up the angry spirit. It ain't nothing like an usher that would look at a situation, make a quick assessment of it, and said, oh, I know, I got this one. No, you stay right here. I know I got this one right here. And begin to move with the love that the Lord has given unto them. So when you find a situation like that, you take a personal interest and say, I got this one. Ushers, you've been here for a long time, and you're looking good, and you're healthy. And you're clothed in your right mind. And you got strength to continue on in the ministry. Everybody got a denarius and got paid. Everybody. For one day's labor. A denarius would take care of all of the needs in the family. One penny. But how much more when the Lord recognizes that you've been laboring for a long time.
Thank you, Lord.
And where you shared tears and was wondering how it's going to happen, he's taken that and said, I'm going to fix it for you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to give you more than what you deserve. I want you to take a look at where you are as opposed to some of your peers. Some of the folks that went to school with you. I want you to kind of take a look at the life that he's given unto you and why he set you in the position that he's setting you. And he want to make sure that you get the full reward. Some of you, your children are going to receive the reward of you simply serving as an usher. Don't cast away your confidence and understand this. The Lord is helping you put money in the bank for the generations to come. So baby, you serve with the right heart and at the right moment, and that spirit that the Lord has given you to be able to do that will deliver the future generation. And the church will never be the same. The history of the church will never be the same. And I say to you in the name of Jesus, you're working in the vineyard of the Lord, and God is going to make sure you get paid more than what you think you're going to get paid for. But what you got to do is keep serving. You got to take slothfulness and say, you out of here. We don't do slothfulness right now. We don't do substandards. No, baby, we're going to do it like this, and we're going to keep the standard like this, because that's what the Lord has put in this house. Don't you let anybody come into this place and change the standard that the Lord has put inside of you. You be bold and defend the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and know that that's what he's looking for. You can't walk into the man's field and just start pulling up the plants. You can't just come in here and cause all kind of hell in the church. No, God's got ushers in here to say, Pastor, I think we need to have a conversation. Pastor, I don't know what's going on, but I don't like what I'm feeling going on. It's the usher's responsibility. I don't have time to be trying to put out all these fires. It's your job to make sure what we have worked so hard for and labored so hard for. How long it took you to get here? Hallelujah. How long it took you to get here? Baby, you go, look, there's been a long journey. I didn't know if we was going to make it. Can I just Too many times we forget how we get where we got to. We forget about the pains, and they laughed at you and they talked about you. Yeah, but the Lord said, I got something in store for everybody. Right on Martin Luther King. Oh, Jesus, don't even do that, Pastor. What? In the midst of the valley, in the place to where nobody wants to really talk about. I say, in the midst of the valley, there is a little lily that's blooming, and it's called Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And when I look at the little lily, it's growing and it's blooming, and there is a glory that comes from the flower that everybody can experience. That's what I like about flowers. When everybody see a flower in bloom, the glory of that flower say, how beautiful that I am, and all creation begins to see God was the one who did this. And so, ushers, I'm trying to tell you, in the middle of the valley, there is a little lily that's called the usher, and you're blooming very, very, very beautiful. And you know what? I thank Jesus. He styled himself as being the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. Keep shining, ushers. I don't care how bad it gets. Keep shining. Keep coming. Keep saying, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What can I do to help you? Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to add to the church because of your spirit. Oh, Jesus. Calm down. Calm down. Okay. Let me calm down. Okay, that's how I act at the house. I'm all right. Let me calm down. Calm down. Calm down. I don't want nobody on the usher board that's going to complain. I don't want nobody on the usher board that's got the wrong spirit, that ain't in agreement with it. When it's your turn to serve, you know the schedule is up. You know when we're serving. No, I don't need nobody coming in. Look, baby, it's working good. It's a well-oiled machine that God has put together for the community. They don't really know what's going on. It's your job to shine. How you gonna do that? There's a glow on each one of your face. The glory of the Lord. You like that lily in the valley. I don't care what they saying. The lily can be in the garbage can, but if it's glowing, the lily ain't concerned about the maggots and the rats and the roaches crawling all over the place. All the lily it's been called to do is just to bloom. And the glory of the lily swallows up all the bad stuff, all the evil stuff, all the stank stuff. The lily swallows all that up because of the glory that's on it. So, baby, you keep on letting the Lord have his way in your life. Amen. These folk complaining. You owe us. Pay us. What do you think they were supposed to get paid? Hold on just a minute. The man went out. They wasn't working. Didn't have no job. The man, out of the kindness of his heart, went out and hired them, and they all agreed. Why are you complaining? He revealed it because you got jealousy in your heart. You jealous because I'm good? Hello? Anybody come into this house and don't recognize that the Lord put her there? Baby, leave her alone. Why are you bothering with the ushers? Don't bother with the ushers. Leave them alone. Why they bother with the ushers? Everybody always make fun of the ushers, the jokes about the ushers. Why do we do that? No, why we put the ushers down like they the stepchildren? Why do we do that? Ushers, we don't even call them right, ushers. They ain't no ushers. Why do we do that? Instead of lifting one another up, baby, if I lift you up as high as I can, the Lord gonna say, look at that, he's lifting up the ushers high as he can. Hallelujah. Promote him. Angels, go down there and promote him. Move all that stuff out of his way. He's trying to lift up the people that's keeping my house. It's a serious indictment. Don't let nobody make jokes. I don't do that joke, stupid stuff, telling jokes about, no, don't do that. God put you in the position. The pastor has sanctioned it. The church has approved of it. And you're growing because of where you are. Be happy about what you're getting paid for right now. But when you roll up in here and your stuff, when you roll up in here, or you the house you build or whatever you do, to kind of like the blessings of the Lord, you just remember them days. Ooh, my feet sure hurt today. No, you got to remember it cost you something. This ain't no glamour beauty contest, you know, where, you know, it ain't like that. This is work. You're working. So be happy about it. Thank you, Jesus. And when you employ someone else in, make sure you tell them to count the cost. You sure you want to be an usher? Don't make it look so easy. You make it look too easy. Tell them the truth. Why do we do that? Why do we make everything look so easy and don't tell people the truth, and then they get in the position and then they like, I ain't know it like that. Ain't. What do you mean you ain't know it like that? You think that this is, we make this, y'all make this thing look so easy. Hallelujah. You're blessed and highly favored. I'm through. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Keep serving the Lord with gladness.